we were discussing all of these various things with the governor's office and the governor's staff, and it was at the tail end of the meeting as the governor had to leave, and he simply got up and he said to Rosemary, I understand why we don't need a budget commission in that city, because they're doing everything that a budget commission would do in terms of cutting costs and in terms of trying to rein in spending. And the problem is we have actually gone so far, and yet we're still coming up short where we have to raise taxes by $6 million, and we're going to have to roll it into the supplemental into the tax base for $5.2 million of it next year, because we can't. We have to bring back the frozen level of motor vehicle taxes. And for this city, they passed special legislation that links our tangible property tax to the motor vehicle rate, so they're actually both frozen by that special legislation. So we'll get $5.2 million next year in our base. And when you add it to what we hope is the governor's budget, of which would have a $4.3 million increase in education aid for this upcoming year, we should have enough resource to close the structural gap in the school department and handle balancing a budget for next year. And that's why Tom Bruce has submitted that kind of information to the assembly, to let them know that despite the fact our local reps and one senator was concerned about our plan, in fact, it's not that long-range plan, except for the fact that we have this deficit bond, and at the conclusion of that bond, the funds, the payment for that bond, must convert to other uses that are specified for creations of surplus, or it cannot be used for reduction of taxes or anything like that. It must take care of obligations for pension or OPEB obligations or accumulation of surplus, so that the city should have as a normal course of business.